Good morning. So let me say again, happy Mother's Day to our mothers who are living and our prayers for those who have passed on, and again to welcome any family members who have traveled here to be with them. I think you heard a perfect gospel for Mother's Day, because Jesus is talking to his disciples about something that perhaps maybe worried them. He's basically announcing that he's not going to be with them much longer. Not only that, but he's sending them out by themselves into pagan, hostile territory, challenging places, amongst people that don't like them. That's really compelling. He's basically saying that one day you're not going to be having me around, you're not going to have this kind of cozy environment, you're going to have to go outside into the pagan area and spread the word. Reminds me sometimes when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I was at home, and my mother just out of the blue turned to me and said, you know, you're not going to live here forever. She's very blunt. Didn't kind of sugarcoat things. But you know, I did leave home and I did go out into the world. But you know, I still have a picture of my mother. She's passed away, both my parents, in my room, and I see it every day. So really, in a way, every single day, I have my mother with me. I always kind of still remember the lessons of life that she taught me, and still grateful. It's just kind of wonderful to have that. But Jesus is saying, you're not going to have a photograph of the Holy Spirit. You're not going to have a photograph of me with you. You will have the Holy Spirit with you. And that is a much more deeper and more profound feeling, a much more profound sense of strength and confidence within you, having that Holy Spirit inside. But Jesus gives the Holy Spirit a remarkable title. In today's gospel, he says, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Now, I can tell you that that just went in one ear and out the other all of my life, until just recently, when I was reading an article about Pope St. John Paul II. And one day, Pope John Paul, a reporter, asked him an interesting question. You might have heard this before, but they said, Pope John Paul, imagine that every single Bible in the world is confiscated, and no one has any scriptures whatsoever. Every single Bible is now gone. But as Pope, you have the right to choose one verse that will remain. All Bibles are gone. You can choose one verse. What would it be? He says, don't pick your favorite verse or a verse that you like. Just the only verse that the entire world will have. That's an interesting question. You might think about it yourself. Like, what would you choose? What verse would you choose? The verses that you know about. Well, the reporter said that Pope John Paul II didn't even think at all, immediately said this. John 8:32. The Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. Now, I know all of you have the Bible memorized, so I'll tell you what that verse is. The truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. That is an incredibly profound idea. And I can tell you that I use that pretty much every single counseling session that I have. When people come to see me about their marriage or their children or their parents or their work, at some point I'm going to bring in that idea of what is the truth of the situation, and the truth will set you free. And so what is the truth of a parish? The truth of a parish is that everything that happens in a parish is designed to meet our Lord, to meet Jesus in some way. In our first communion masses that we had yesterday, in our confirmation masses that we had last month, today is Sunday Mass with the Eucharist and the Scriptures. And so I felt that there was something that we were missing out on here at St. Bruno. There were opportunities that we were missing in this opportunity to meet the Lord. So I thought I would give you an update on, I think, that event that's going to make up for those missed opportunities, and that is our new hall. So I'd like to give you just a quick update on that, because that's the way I view the hall, is another opportunity, beautiful opportunities to meet the Lord in receptions after funerals and receptions after baptisms, even in our sports with our school kids, in plays and lectures and meetings and classes, all kinds of ways that we can continue to strengthen our faith. So I've been meeting with a number of very generous people the last several months, and we have raised about $500,000 already in just a few weeks. It's really quite remarkable, very, very wonderful, generous people. If we can raise $2 million in cash, then we can take out a loan from the Archdiocese and build the building right away. It'll be in this parking lot right over here. And then we can use the building itself to generate more income to pay off the loan. That's a business plan that the Archdiocese has approved. I think it's very feasible. If all the fundraising goes well this year, we could actually break ground maybe sometime next summer and have that building sooner than we thought possible because of the generosity of people who are here. And that's the people that I've been meeting with the last few weeks. At the end of the month, not today, but at the end of the month, I'm going to ask everyone to help out, everyone to contribute in the way that you can. People can who don't have a lot can give a little bit. People who have some more can give a middle amount. People who have a lot, God willing, can give more. And if you have millions, we'll take all of it. We'll have very many different ways that people can contribute with stocks and bonds, sometimes a gift of a house, sometimes someone who doesn't have any family or doesn't have any children might want to donate their home or their car. There's many ways that people can give, but the idea is that everyone does. You know, I always have this beautiful image of another way of looking at the truth of a parish is that it is like a parish is like a cruise ship. A beautiful cruise ship that has no passengers. There are no passengers. Everyone on the ship is crew. Everyone is making that ship move. Everyone contributes to make that ship go through the water. So I hope that you will pray about this, talk to your family, talk to your financial counselor, talk to a lawyer, talk to anyone that you like, but especially talk to God about the gift that you will make to make this building happen. Because I think it would be wonderful, once the hall is here, that when every one of you were to walk into that hall, you could look around and say this beautiful phrase, "I helped make this happen."